Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. It is the meeting season, of course, and surviving the short-term economic downturn in the beef markets. It's beef, banking, and reality. It's a winter workshop going on. It's in Mitchell, and Taylor Grusing, South Dakota State University Extension cow-calf field specialist, she's the ringleader of that gang. Hello, Taylor.
Hi, Mick. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Man, how about you guys don't have any snow left down there, I hear.
I know. Well, that's the reason this meeting got postponed in the first place, though, was the 10 inches. But this last week of beautiful weather has eliminated that factor, and we're excited to have the meeting rescheduled and ready to go.
It's the middle of February, but no pastures are greening up just yet, are they?
Oh, no, not yet. I don't think so. But we can't jump the trigger just yet. I think we got a couple more months yet.
Yeah, winter is far from over. So the meeting tomorrow in Mitchell on the campus of Mitchell Technical Institute, the Norby Trade Center. And do you have any space left for some last-minute guys to show up?
Yes, we can have walk-ins come in that day. If they know they're going to come and want to contact me, they certainly can, so we can adjust our meal number. But hopefully we will have enough for anyone who wants to join us last minute right there in the Norby Trade Center Lecture Hall.
All right. The title is Beef, Banking, and Reality. So obviously, kind of like grain producers, maybe in these times of tight margins, the more beef you produce, the more likely you're going to make a profit. But banking is the middle word in all this. So are some bankers involved in this conversation?
We are having two of our SDSU Extension livestock economists speak at the meeting to try to bring together the beef production side of the equation with the banking side. So not everyone, you know, has had that conversation with their banker yet. So just giving them some ideas of what they maybe should visit about this year that might be different than last year so that we can hopefully increase our profits going through into the calving season and into the production year.
Give us some specifics. What kind of practical production or economic tips will people learn?
So we'll start by talking about how to select the females for your herd. So whether you're doing that in going out and buying young replacement heifers, or if you should potentially maybe buy some older aged cows that you could potentially turn a profit on. You might not have ever done that in the past, but it might be a year to do that. In addition to looking at your feed costs, if you have extra feed, you know, laying around, if you should be feeding some more animals, or if you have some cheaper feed stuff that you can be utilized this year in order to keep your feed expenses down, because with the market the way it's been, it's going to be a little bit harder to maybe make that profit. But those are some of the production side of things. And then on the banking side, we'll talk a little bit about some family living expenses, maybe some places to cut there. But in addition to really having that marketing plan, knowing your break-evens, and so you know where to even start going into the year.
Now, and you're the specialist on finding those heifers. In the days of trying to expand the U.S. cow herd a few years ago, that was difficult because the price was sky high. Is it much more, does it make economic sense to buy some replacement heifers now?
So it depends on the resources that we have. So if you have the pen space to manage those heifers this year, it might be more economical if you can feed them at that lower price. Going into next fall with the markets the way they were, you know, the value or the opportunity cost of those replacement heifers is a lot lower than it was this past year. So it might be a good year to retain some more heifers because it's going to be cheaper for you than potentially buying some next year.
All right. All right. As far as the bankers, now do you have some bankers here, or is Heather Gessner going to talk most about the business side of raising cows?
Heather Gessner is going to talk about the business side. We do have some banking sponsors at the meeting, so they will be there to visit with anybody, whether they are their clients or they aren't their clients. We've had some good feedback from them saying, you know, they're glad that it's coming from us and that we can help start that conversation or get the wheels turning for the bankers in the room and the producers, and so they are on the same page.
Sure, and they'll probably bring some loan applications just in case they want to become the customers. So
right.
All right. And I see you got everybody's favorite. He's been to a lot of meetings this winter, Matt Dearson, SDSU Risk Business Management Specialist and Professor. And Matt's going to talk about the cow-calf market outlook.
Right. So we're going to end today with a cow-calf outlook, just going, off of the recent numbers that were released at the end of January with some national cow numbers, and then project maybe what we might be expecting to see going into the fall of 2017, which might depend or play a role in how many of those replacement heifers you keep, or whether you're backgrounding your calves or retaining ownership, things like that. So he'll have lots of charts and visuals for us to round out the day and hopefully wrap it up in a good way, so we can all go home with a relatively good idea of, maybe what to expect, or maybe how to utilize some risk management strategies to help limit our risk.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of reality checks in the beef business right now, but there's also reason to be optimistic, isn't there?
Right, yeah. So that's kind of what we thought, the beef banking in reality. Reality can be good and it can be bad, but you can't really escape reality. So learning how to play on both sides of the fence and make it work no matter what, or find your exit strategy, I guess, if you don't want to figure out how it works. But all in all, I think there can be a positive side at the end of the day.
Yeah, I know the worst thing the bankers want are surprises. And I guess from a producer's standpoint, there shouldn't be any surprises there either. It's just business as usual, and we're in a downturn now, so we got to just no surprises.
Right, yep. So it's not exactly a time to go spend a ton of money, but spending money in the right places might end up paying off in the long run for the year.
All right. So should we give you a call or get pre-registered online? How would you find, what's the best way to RSVP?
To RSVP, they can call me at 605-995-7378.
All right. If you can be in Mitchell, tomorrow starts at 10:30 Central Time, goes till 4 o'clock. All right, Taylor, thank you very much for putting this on, Beef Banking and Reality Winter Workshop in Mitchell tomorrow. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, hey, we're taking a break. Coming back more after this in the North Dakota Corn Grower Studio. This is Farm Talk.